Robert Mangino, live local talk radio at night. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Allegheny County Council having this big meeting this afternoon about what to do about the Port Authority, insisting that they have to play a role in this. No more money coming from council if they don't get to have a seat at the bargaining table. Really? Listen, you have somebody that's representing the county. It's called the county executive. Dan Arado is doing an amazing job on this. And for all the talk about Honorado going after unions and busting unions and all of this and what's his real agenda, you want somebody that has an agenda on this one? I got the guy for you. It's Jim Byrne. He's the one who has the agenda on this. Remember 3 weeks ago? His brilliant, genius idea. Cut back $5 million in funding to the Port Authority. We don't want to turn over that $5 million. Somehow believing that that was going to accomplish something. I don't know what it accomplished. Do you know what it accomplished? Well, guess what he thinks it accomplished? The mission. I'm not sure which one's more ridiculous. President Bush mission accomplished or Jim Byrne mission accomplished. And he genuinely believes this. In talking to the Tribune Review about what his plan was from 3 weeks ago to reduce funding from the county by $5 million, he says the mission was accomplished with that proposal. How was that? The $5 million wasn't taken away. What was the mission? He claims the mission was, and none of us apparently knew about it, but the mission was to draw more attention to the agency's fiscal woes. What are you talking about? Everybody in the region knows about the Port Authority's fiscal woes. We've known about it for years. And this latest issue about the fiscal woes with the Port Authority goes back a year plus. He really believes that what he did, those little shenanigans from 3 weeks ago, brought more attention that was much needed, and that's mission accomplished? So now, here's the latest bright idea from Jim Byrne. The latest bright idea is, we want to now give the Port Authority $5 million more. So forget about the $5 million taken away. We want to give them $5 million more. Okay, so a $10 million swing in 3 weeks. And this is what he wants to do. According to a report in the PG yesterday, he wants to offer the Port Authority $5 million and at the same time require the transit agency's board to reverse the 15% service cutbacks. So let me get this straight. He wants the Port Authority to spend millions they don't have just to get $5 million? You kidding me? That's the idea? No concessions, no guarantees, nothing. Here, take the $5 million and restore everything back to the way that it was. What's in the water downtown? Seriously, what is in the water down there? They come up with these harebrained ideas. We want to be at the bargaining table. Listen, there is no bargaining here. It isn't like there's a bargaining deal going on. You're not negotiating the dollar amount. The dollar amount is firm. It's now about how do you get there? And guess what? Dan Arado really doesn't care all that much about how you get there. $60 million in long-term fiscal responsibility problems. $60 million a year they got to fix. $60 million. Especially once you're looking at past 2012 in July when all of the Rendell money's gone. The numbers do not lie. So now the union says, okay, we'll talk. All right. Come up with a proposal that is going to be able to withstand some scrutiny that legitimately saves $20 million a year for the rest of whatever, realizing you're never getting it back. And in 18 months, you need to cough up more. Probably another $20 million in 18 months. So there isn't a negotiation. Can we make it be 15 instead of 20? No, 20. That's the number. Because there's a limit on how much they're going to contribute from the county. There's a limit on how much fares are going to increase. You got to give it back. It's amazing how things are going down there. It's amazing to me. And then Jim Byrne making this comment that he's predicted that he and Honorado would be able to work out their differences. What are you talking about, your differences? Honorado is representing the best interest of the county at this point. And all of the county, being the taxpayers of the county. He's doing that. And so Byrne's on the other side? I don't believe this. It's just amazing to me what's going on right now. Absolutely amazing. The union says they finally get it. I'm hoping they realize that now that they're willing to restart talks, that the starting line is $20 million. Now figure out how you get there. And you got to come up with it. And it has to be real. And it has to be forever money. Doesn't it? Of course it does. And can somebody explain Jim Byrne to me how what he proposed 3 weeks ago and cutting back $5 million in funding, somehow there's a mission accomplished there, and how it makes sense to give the Port Authority $5 million and then restore all the service again? What sense does that make? And I'm serious about this. I need somebody to explain it to me. I admittedly haven't been around long enough, been down here for a year now. Don't quite get all of this. It doesn't make any sense. Can you explain it? Does it make sense to you? 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. Only on the Voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Pizza meal is eating.
Learning her alphabet already?
Well, Tom and I enrolled her in the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School last year. They have a program called Little Lincoln for elementary.
That's amazing.
Yes. Every day there are teacher videos for each subject, and they provide everything we need to learn at home. Caring and certified teachers, plus the computer, textbooks and materials, printer, and internet access.
I knew PA Cyber had Lincoln Interactive for older kids, but I didn't know they offered that kind of program for elementary.
Kathy, you really should consider it for Jason. Call PA Cyber at 888-PA-CYBER for more information. Or their website is www.pacyber.org.
The Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School, building schools out of choices, not bricks, for kindergarten through 12th grade.
Could dieting be a thing of the past? A major scientific breakthrough is revolutionizing the way people lose weight, and it could mean an end to dieting forever. Because doctors have discovered that by turning off your body's hunger switch, you can lose 30 pounds, 50 pounds, or more in a matter of months. And now free trials of this clinically proven weight loss breakthrough are being released to anyone who calls in the next 5 minutes. Hurry, supplies are extremely limited. You must call now to guarantee your free trial. 1-800-500-5902. Scientifically proven in a 6-month clinical study, more than 1,400 participants lost 30 pounds on average with this weight loss breakthrough without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you want to lose 30 pounds, 50 pounds, or more, call Sensa for a free trial of this doctor-discovered weight loss breakthrough. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call in the next 5 minutes and you're guaranteed a free trial. Call 1-800-500-5902. That's 1-800-500-5902.
Hey, desperate times call for desperate measures. That's why we're here at Toyota and Hyundai in Greensburg, the home of the lifetime warranty. And JJ, I'm just calling you because you got some really good news about this.
Well, we got a lot going on. going on over here. I mean, it is a madhouse. First of all, home and a lifetime warranty, that continues no matter what we do. Well, we are launching our huge hail damage sale. We had a storm come through here, slightly damaged, just about every vehicle on the ground. They are marked down, and they've been marked down again. The one thing I do want to say is we make this kind of emergency call is we can't hold anything over the phone. We won't take any deposits. First come, first serve. We've got a large rush on these vehicles, so you got to get down here. Out of the book on trades. Everything applies, but again, this inventory won't last.
That's for sure. Remember, all ends 9 p.m. March 31st. Get your free lifetime limited warranty on a limited time at Miles Toyota and Hyundai of Greensburg. Route 30 East Greensburg, Toyota, 800-377-5815, toyotaofgreensburg.com, or Hyundai, 724-834-7028 on the web, greensburghyundai.com.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, even a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. There is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a new cutting-edge supplement for men. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be, with the youthful energy, the positive outlook, and the healthy sex drive you once had. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 1-800-427-7631. That's 1-800-427-7631. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 50%. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-427-7631. That's 1-800-427-7631.
KDKA, all-day AAA traffic powered by Bowser Hyundai. Still seeing 3 miles of delays on 79 North as you're heading towards Wexford. Same deal on the Parkway North. It's a pretty heavy ride as you're heading towards that merge point as well. And then seeing those delays also on Mount Nebo Road exit off of 79. That's backing up onto 79. So as you're coming through that area, it's a little hard to see because the snow's coming down. But watch for those brake lights. Also on the Parkway West, a heavy one on the outbound side now before the top of the hill down towards the Carnegie Interchange. Parkway East, still seeing those slowdowns. Starting about 2nd Avenue out of the city. Your next AAA traffic update at 6:32 from the Pendant Information Center. I'm Bonnie Diver on Pittsburgh's official traffic station, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Robert Bencino, live local talk radio at night. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, coming up in about 25 minutes from now, Frankie Valli and the Four Season tickets. They're coming to Hines Hall. One show only, Sunday, April the 10th, and we've got tickets for you. Now, all you have to do is be the 10th caller when I tell you it's time to call, and I'll give you the number then, because if I give it now, you'll start calling. So we're going to hold off on the number until 6:45 or thereabouts. Listen close for your chance to win the tickets. And we're talking about the Port Authority, and Jim Byrne, who's the county president, and 3 weeks ago with this idea of cutting funding. I mean, just political rhetoric is what it is. Just posturing is what this guy's doing, because it has no chance of going anywhere if on arrival it doesn't say, okay, fine, we'll do it. Because the way that the county is structured, if the county executive doesn't go along with the idea, it goes no place. Nowhere. So that died. As soon as everybody realized that Honorado had that kind of power, then the whole story died. But Jim Byrne, always wanting to find the political angle on this, dares to say that the mission was accomplished because he believes that more attention was given to the agency's fiscal woes. And now he's suggesting that the county just turn over $5 million, no strings attached whatsoever from the union, regarding concessions. Just here's the $5 million and go see what you can come up with. The problem with that on a number of levels, but one in particular, that's exactly what the union thinks is going to happen. That when push comes to shove, somebody will eventually step up and give the money. The best thing to do is not give the money at all until concessions are made. Another great example why Honorado is just absolutely stellar on this. And people like Jim Byrne, who are just playing politics, just running the angles. It's really what it is. mean, you really can't take what he's saying seriously, can you? I know I don't. And then you're dealing with a union that is still operating in the past so bad. Like, I'll give you another good example. On Monday, many people complained about service. And we talked to Jim Ritchie, and one of the things that happened was that there were a lot of drivers that weren't trained. You know, they wouldn't go forward with the training, with the overtime process, so they just weren't trained on time. And then on Monday, about 3% of the service wasn't available. Granted, 97%, so you have to give a lot of credit to all the drivers that were responsible for making up the 97%. But you had a 3% number that were purposefully doing what they could to upset the apple cart, doing what they could to disrupt service. Because typically, the Port Authority deals with about 10 or fewer hours of service out in a typical weekday. But on Monday, it was 191. Now, the union is saying it's all because of management. That's what happened here. It's all about the management. No, it's not. The management put forward a plan in order to get everybody trained. And most everybody was trained. But the union, once again, doing their dead-level best to represent and defend the worst amongst them, comes at the defense of these guys that wouldn't be trained. And how about this one? The drivers that were not trained, according to a report by John Shumway tonight on KDKA TV, you had drivers that showed up for work, and there weren't enough trainers to train all of the drivers that needed to be trained that day. So you had drivers sitting around just doing nothing at the Port Authority garage, you know, just, I don't know, playing cards, reading a paper, drinking a coffee, listening to Marty, or I don't know. They weren't working, that's for sure, but they were getting paid. Now, fortunately, 97% of the drivers were trained and ready to go and worked. But this 3% doing what they could to mess things up, wanting to cause trouble. And this is a great example of how the workers are not necessarily completely represented by the union. And when you look at 97% of the employees trained, ready to go, and doing their jobs, and the union, who do they stand up for? The 3% that weren't. The 3%, like the people who signed that list from last week about not getting trained, wanting to see all these disruptions. That's who they step up for. That's who they defend. And they blame it on management. Another good example of how they're just living in the past and not dealing with the real world situation that we all face today. I want to get your take on all of this. Who do you blame for the service that was not available to people on Monday? This 3% service reduction because people weren't trained. Is it a management issue? Or is it individuals within the union and then the union's willingness to protect these people? Who really ought to be fired is what should happen. But instead, the union comes to their defense.
This is Mike Pinsak. Tomorrow afternoon, 105, a new study says Pennsylvania's bridges are falling down. So how to fix that? Sell the state stores. Join me weekdays noon to 3. Now back to the Robert Mangino Show on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Thank you, Mike. We're talking about the Port Authority yet again, I know. But my goodness, there are different developments that come up from day to day. You just can't get away from it. And now, tonight, it's about Jim Byrne and how it's all about politics for this guy. It's all about grandstanding for him. It really is. 3 weeks ago, we're taking away the $5 million in funding. Even though he, as council president, had to have known it wasn't going to go anywhere because Dan Arano said no. It wasn't on board with the idea. Had to have known. My goodness, he's council president. But he goes with the ridiculous notion in the first place anyway. And once it's discovered and widely reported, nobody cares anymore. He gets ignored. And then has the nerve to suggest that what he proposed 3 weeks ago was good and that the mission was accomplished. Now, which one do you think is more ridiculous? George W. Bush, mission accomplished, or Jim Byrne, mission accomplished? You could at least make the argument that when W. said mission was accomplished, he actually had, they were at least putting up the banner for what that ship was intending to accomplish. Did it, right? At least you could give him that. It looked horrible as the president standing there. I'm with you on that one. However, but you could at least say some kind of mission was accomplished. No, Jim Byrne thinks that the mission was accomplished because it drew more attention to the agency's fiscal woes. The only person who didn't realize the agency's fiscal woes, maybe Jim Byrne. Maybe. Then you have now Jim Byrne wants to give the Port Authority $5 million, no strings attached. Well, in fact, well, there is a string attached. It's restore all the service. Go back and bring the 180 employees back, restore all the service, no concessions of any kind. Does that make sense to anybody? Makes no sense to me. And then you have the service that just wasn't there on Monday, not because of the service cuts, but because you had about 3% of the service hours that weren't being taken care of. Port Authority of Allegheny County failed to operate about 3% of its schedule on Monday. And it's because drivers weren't trained. Drivers calling off. For the most part, it was about drivers trying to cause trouble. That's the reality. The union saying, oh, no, this is a management problem. They didn't handle this right. Give me a break. Typically, there are 10 or a few hours of service that are just out of service on a typical weekday. Typically. Monday was 191. Clearly an effort by some. However, that said, far and away the majority of workers, drivers, mechanics, the works, were there and worked and did their job. But you did have some drivers that were there and just sitting around getting paid anyway. Huh? Not a bad gig if you can get it, huh? You still have some guys that just don't realize how dire this situation is. John Finleyville, good evening. You're on KDKA. Oh, one more button. Hold on. John, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Robert, how you doing? What I would like to explain to you is I'm a driver, and management in initiating the fact that they were going to close Harmer Garage had to make the drivers from Harmer go to different garages, which caused other drivers from the other garages to have to move to other garages because of the seniority situation, which nobody could train anybody on routes at the garages, respective garages, until the garage was closed and the pick went through.
And when that happened, look, there was an effort for people not to be trained.
No.
Yes, it was widely reported. There was an effort made not to be trained. By some. Now, clearly, overwhelmingly, the majority of drivers were on board doing all that they could to make it happen.
Right.
But you still had drivers that weren't about that, that thought somehow that they were going to make it difficult and we'll fix them and blame it on management.
That's probably true. You know, but when all these routes that got transferred around mainly to the East Liberty Garage from the Harmer Garage, you have an overabundance of more people at the East Liberty Garage, more drivers who are not qualified on certain routes in East Liberty Garage because they could not just pick the routes that they were familiar with from the Harmer Garage. The Harmer and East Liberty Garage routes were mixed together.
The reality is this. The management made time available, offered and made time available to these drivers, and you had some drivers that just weren't willing to participate in the process. That's the reality. And those drivers that weren't willing to participate in the process are the ones that are defended by the union. And it's always that way. All across the board. I mean, you pick the industry. The deadbeats the union, for whatever reason, rises to their defense first. Scott, Indiana, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Yeah, hi. I'd just like to comment on that. I don't know. Maybe I didn't get the full story, but I know from working in a union shop that there are times when the management will not train people and expect them to do a job, because to train them will take them out of the production loop, and that costs money.
That's not what happened here.
Now, granted, I work for a private company, which makes different than the union in a public company. But I know in my company, the if you need some training, a lot of times they'll say, "Well, you either have to do it on overtime."
Okay. And
they don't want to train you during working hours. Now, why should I have to come in overtime when I have a family?
Uh-huh.
Why can't you train me when my set working hours are?
Because they have production that they have to get through. And
we're
going to complain about being offered overtime. I tell you what, your life must be wonderful, pal.
It's
got to be. Now we're going to gripe about overtime. Stay longer, get paid time and a half, and don't gripe about it. I don't know where to even go with you. Don't know even where to go. There are people who would be chomping at the bit to pull down $25 an hour driving buses. And we're going to complain now because, you mean I got to get trained on this bus route and make $37.50 an hour sit and watch? You got to be kidding me. We're not going to complain about overtime. Dan Aspinwall, good evening. You're on KDKA.
That is pretty funny, you know? I mean, when you sit up between Jim Byrne and that, it's kind of funny because he said he misses the comedy. It kind of makes me say the Three Stooges probably have more brains than Jim Byrne.
It's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. And then Jim Byrne is talking as though he's not on the county taxpayer's side on this one, because Dan Arado clearly is.
He's on Pat McMahon's side, and that's garbage. And that isn't the only thing that those union workers did, because there was stories saying that some of them had threatened Dan Arado's family, and that that's not even cool there.
No, it's not. And I am hoping that the police are investigating, and the people who have made the threats are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I can't wait for the union to rise up and defend those people. And you know they're going to. You know they're going to. They can't help themselves. 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKARadio.com. Bill, downtown, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Yeah.
What's happening, Bill?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to put my two cents in.
I'm glad you
are. I know the business agent for the Port Authority for about 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's calling. He's a loose cannon. Always been one, you'll always be one.
And you're talking about McMahon.
Exactly.
Right. He made it clear to everybody who was watching the TV or listening to the radio over the weekend. He made it clear to everybody. You know?
You know what? Here's what I've been retired many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? My position has always been, you got an issue here, put it down on a paper, put it out to the members. Let them make a deal on this.
Exactly.
It's their livelihoods. You know,
right.
I always advocated that.
You
just don't make the decision by yourself.
Completely agree with you, Bill. I absolutely agree with that. You got to give it to these people and have them decide on this. Let them see. Let them decide. Now they're saying they're willing to talk. McMahon's willing to talk. Willing to negotiate. Well, there really isn't a negotiation on money. It's $20 million. It's $20 million. The negotiation now is, how do you get to the $20 million and have it be real savings? And it needs to be $20 million, not just this year and next year, but for the rest of whatever. Because you're never getting it back. Because the reality is, in 18 months, you're probably going to have to come up with $20 million more in forever cuts. 866-391-1020. Okay, ready? Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, they're coming live to Heinz Hall for one show Sunday, April the 10th, and I'm giving away tickets and a chance to join me for the show. Right now, this is the time. Caller number 10, And here's the phone number, 412-353-1255. You win a pair of tickets, and we're giving away tickets all week, so don't miss Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons as they perform their greatest hits. Caller number 10, 412-353-1255. The tickets are yours. Good luck from News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Weekdays 9 to noon. You have an investigative reporter on your side. Marty Griffin, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's great to be part of a family business. This is Barry Ehrenrich. It's great because I get to see how the values that I've been taught every day of my life are the same values that are part of the relationships that develop with our customers at Petite Kitchen and Bath Design Center.
That's right, Barry. For three generations, our family has had the privilege of working with their families, listening to their ideas, and coming up with designs for their kitchens and baths, and being sure that they're completely satisfied with the results.
And the same qualities that build a solid family, respect, trust, and personal interaction, are the same qualities that have created generations of satisfied customers at Petite.
Join the family. Stop into our showroom on Route 50 or call us at 412-279-2222. That's 412-279-2222.
Haven't you waited long enough?
Petite Kitchen and Bath Design Center, Pennsylvania, license number 625.
Are you ready to lose weight? Are you ready for a free offer? Because I'm about to do something crazy. I'm Steve Bostic, president of Right Size Smoothies, and because I know my hunger-smashing smoothies will make you feel full for hours, I'm going to send two-week risk-free trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-700-1904. But hold everything, because if you call in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to double my offer. You heard right. I'm going to double your trial time. That's a full 30 days of cutting calories and losing weight. And I'm so sure my smoothies will work for you, I'm not going to just double my offer. I'm going to give you free shipping, free handling, plus a free blender bottle. That's free. When you call to try my hunger-smashing smoothies, risk-free for a full 30 days. To redeem your risk-free trial, plus free shipping, free handling, and free blender bottle, call in the next 5 minutes. 1-800-700-1904. That's 1-800-700-1904.
Taking care of everything at once. That's how Midas makes total car care simple. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and give your brakes a check. The $19.99 Midas oil change with a tire rotation and visual brake check. Talk about simple. Total car care, totally convenient. Midas, where simple wins.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees and taxes extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Folks, have you been sitting on the sidelines watching everyone else lower their mortgage payment? Well, experts are predicting that these low mortgage rates won't be around much longer. You need to jump into the game now. This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. You could be lowering your house payment up to $800 a month, and I know everybody can use extra money in this economy, particularly to pay off those high-interest credit cards. And at Golden Oak Lending, you don't have to have perfect credit. We approve loans that banks can't and won't approve, and we'll get you closed in less than 2 weeks. Call Golden Oak today at 724-779-GOLD and get our fixed rate of 3.875%. That's 3.875% fixed. I'll tell you what I tell my friends. This is a chance of a lifetime to lower your house payment. Call us now, 724-779-GOLD. That's 779-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 4.212. Call 724-779-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Find more money in your money with interest checking from Fifth Third Bank. Learn more about interest checking at 53.com/interest checking or call 1-877-579-5353. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Member FDIC.
K
KDKA all-day AAA traffic powered by Bowser Hyundai. Still not getting over this rush hour. 28 backing up at the Hines plant. Slowdowns for about 2 miles of delays on the Parkway North and 79 as you head towards Wexford. And those delays also on the Parkway East outbound. It's still heavy from well before Forbes around 2nd Avenue for that delay towards the tunnels. Your next AAA traffic update at 7:06. The support brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. From the PennDOT Information Center, I'm Bonnie Diver, Pittsburgh's official traffic station, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Robert Mangino, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Congratulations. Who's our big winner? Carol Janocki. Carol Janocki from Newcastle. Really? Way to go, Carol. Maybe we can drive down together to the show. Because I'm going to the show. Carol's going to the show. You going to the show? Your chance to win tickets coming up tomorrow and Friday. And for the winner on Friday, very special bonus prize. Very special bonus prize. Details about that coming up a little bit later. Right now, we're talking about the Port Authority, and we're taking your calls. This comment, Kurt, Dollar Bank Instant Access, two words, steel mills. Many parallels here with the behavior of the union in the Pat situation and their behavior in the years leading up to the death of steel in Pittsburgh. Those who do not learn from history are destined to slit their own throats yet again. You're right, Kurt. Robert and Beaver, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Hi, how are you?
What's happening, Robert?
Hey, Brian, you know, I've been in business 50 years, and I've watched over the years how all these, the Port Authority and the drivers waste taxpayers' dollars. Those buses run around half empty most of the time. Sometimes there's only two or three people on them, and yet they continue to buy bigger buses and run more routes. It's ridiculous.
But you're going
to downsize those buses and still save money on gas and diesel. You don't see anybody on them buses. Ask those drivers how many times the buses are full, except for certain periods of the day. They're running around with nobody in them.
How about this one?
Around.
Even during certain periods of the day, you have buses empty. Probably half the time.
One or two people on these huge buses.
Well, keep in mind something, though. When they go from their central location out in order to pick everybody up on the way in for work in the morning, and you see them driving out, they're empty because everybody's coming in. Keep in mind something. Is there waste? Is there too many times when the buses are running around and you're really wondering to yourself, is it really necessary to have a bus now running empty at 11 o'clock in the morning? Yes. But you also have to be careful about this because during rush hours, buses that are going into the city aren't going to have anybody on it because they're going into the city to pick everybody up to go out of the city.
I belong to the Chamber of Commerce. One Christmas season, we offered from the 1st of December to the end of 26th of December free bus rides. We paid for buses to run around all of Beaver County and pick up people and drive them because of the Christmas season. We didn't get 25%. We did a count on the buses the whole time. Free. There was no charge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the Port Authority and the unions, they just wasted taxpayers' money. They were getting money all the time, buying new buses, and it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It is still ridiculous.
It is then. Robert, thank you very much. Glad you checked in. Lisa, Dollar Bank Instant Access. Stop repeating everything Marty says. You know, oddly enough, I didn't even get a chance to listen to Marty today. I was doing things around the house. I had a couple of appointments I had to be at. Didn't get a chance to listen to him. I wonder how happy he is with the idea that he and I on some issues think alike. She may be thinking that she's insulting me, but Marty may be the one who's really taken offense at this one. By the way, Marty's always wrong, so Marty should be offended on this one. Shumway, by the way, reported tonight that Monday's problems were caused because there weren't enough supervisors to train the drivers. Well, listen, you only have a certain number of supervisors, which, by the way, I've gotten calls from union members saying, there are too many people in management. Well, what, Monday there weren't enough people now? Is that what it was? You only have so many supervisors to go around. But you had more people who were just sitting around doing nothing. If they would have taken the initiative, done something responsible, get trained when they had the opportunity at time and a half, thank you very much, you wouldn't have had the problem. And oh, by the way, you know, come to work and forget about this crazy notion of calling in sick in order to cause trouble. Just saying. Kelly, why doesn't KDKA take text messaging so the poor people with iPods can participate? Well, you know what? We don't. However, if you're on Facebook and you send me a message, I get it, pops up on my text. Contact number is on there, and you're welcome to send me all the text you want, okay? For those of you poor people out there with iPods. 866-391-1020. Joe in the South Hills, good evening. You're on KDKA. Hey, Joe. One last time, Joe. Okay, Joe gone. Sandra Beachview, good evening. You're on KDKA.
I'm Mr. Mangino.
What's happening, Sandra?
I'm good. I wish Port Authority drivers and management would grow up and stop acting like babies and act responsibly for all the money that management and drivers are being paid. There's some good young 19, 21, 22-year-old boys out here that would love those jobs. And every child you meet...
There are a lot of people who are 51 that would love those jobs.
Yeah, I'm talking about how it's impacting on the seniors in high school now. My grandson goes to day school, night school for physics, and he's working to get into a pharmacy program. He has been stuck not being able to get there or get back for two sessions at Langley High School.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him standing in a gang-ridden area at night being a kid from another neighborhood. Those buses, those 61s, and 61s, yeah, where East Liberty is,
yes.
Garage,
all
buses
right.
aren't coming. Management and unions.
They got to get together on this. You're right about that, Sandra. I got a break here for the lottery numbers, but you're right. Got to get together on this, work out this deal. But realize that the starting point is $20 million. Now figure out how you're going to get there. Real $20 million.